Victoria's Tradition, Miracle on Broad Street.
Donate now, 778-561-1070. Or donate online at cfaxsantas.com. Ho, ho, ho.
It's Ryan Price with Louise Heartland, and we have less than 30 minutes to go on this radiothon for CFAX Santa's numbers. It has flown by.
Yeah.
We've been here for 3 hours.
And that's just
a small little drop in the bucket of what's been happening here today.
Absolutely.
Since 5 a.m., your donations have been coming in. We've raised over $600,000 now.
Can't believe it.
Which we're still kind of catching our breath over, just making that announcement before the news break there. But we still have more time. We still have more time to push that total higher. And we'll use it.
Yes.
We need it because the need is great. We've been hearing the stories about, if you've been listening to the radiothon, you've heard the story over and over again about how our applications for our help this year went in like a day.
Yes.
Boom.
Record time.
Never seen that before. That's how much need is out there. And with the money, we can help meet that need. It's sad that we need that, but it's there. And you can help.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the reality is, Ryan, a lot of people are feeling the need for the first time in a long time. Because everything is more expensive these days. We're all feeling that pressure. But if you can just imagine that the families that were already strained and just the amount of pressure that they would be feeling to put food on the table, to put a gift under the tree for their families. And Santa's is there to help out with that. And we're there because of our community, from the people who are calling in to donate, and also from these incredible community groups who support us year after year.
If you've helped already today, thank you. And thanks for being here still and hearing how it all goes. And if you haven't, there's still a little bit of time at 778-561-1070. Give us a call. I did it. I got the right number. CFAXSantas.com is also a place you can go, or you can come down live and catch these final few moments at 1420 Broad Street. We have some guests in front of us, but before I forget again, I need to send out a happy birthday. Because
very happy birthday.
CFAX Santa's Anonymous wouldn't be here like it is if it wasn't for Mel Cooper, the former owner of CFAX Santa's Anonymous, the guy who kind of made this what it is, and the guy who also grabs the charity and made it what it is as well. And Mel Cooper has a birthday on Sunday, December 10th. And if you're a longtime CFAX listener, you always remember that we used to work in, you know, Miracle on Broad Street always happened around Mel Cooper's birthday. So it's a celebration of a birthday as well as a celebration of helping kids in need around Greater Victoria. So happy birthday to Mel for Sunday.
Absolutely. He's definitely in our thoughts today.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, well, let's get to our next guests. And again, Louise, I feel like every time we do this, we often get a chance to talk to some of the same guests.
I love it.
And it's nice. You start to build this rapport, like, oh, hey, it's you. We saw you last year.
Yeah.
And it's the same with a lot of the folks who are sitting in front of us right now from Golf for Kids. So let's say hi to, I don't know where to start. Dale Douglas is here. He is somebody we've talked to before, but we've also got a special other guest, Dale, with you that I don't think we've met before in this radio program.
No, a long-time volunteer and committee member and a long-time son of mine, Trenton Douglas.
Trenton, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. And, of course, Murray Stewart, also from Golf for Kids, is here. Murray, hello.
Hello, and thank you very much for having us back.
Thank you so much for being back.
Thank you for being here.
For anybody who doesn't know, what is Golf for Kids?
Well, it's a collection of volunteers that put on Golf for Kids, 100% volunteer-based. We just celebrated our 25th anniversary. It's around the industry we were all in, around the construction industry, very generous giving industry. And Golf for Kids is about raising money and then finding those organizations like Santa's Anonymous that can actually take those funds, go out and make a difference in the community.
And the funds are raised through a pretty cool event. Talk about that.
Well, it is an amazing event. It happens once a year. There is that week, there's a volunteer dinner for 140. There's a reception on the Friday night after the volunteer dinner on Wednesday for 300 people, getting everybody ready to go. And then on Saturday, it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, banquet, golf. And this year, that resulted in raising $1.2 million for the kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy smokes.
There's a lot of money you can raise for playing golf, eh? That's not bad. Where was the event this year?
It was up at Bear Mountain.
Okay, yeah.
We've been up there since, I guess we started up there about 2006. We started originally at Olympic View. And then when that opened up on Bear Mountain, we said we'd go. Because we need the hotel rooms to go with it. So
bad.
And really good.
They have wonderful facilities out there. So.
Yes, it's wonderful.
And how many people take part in this?
Well, this year,
We had about 140 volunteers, including our 12-person committee. And then we had, what was the golf total? 200 people playing golf on the course this year.
And then they were joined by about 200 spouses at dinner.
Of course.
Yeah. You gotta bring especially for the fancy party, you gotta bring your special somebody.
Gotta bring
to that.
The boss.
Gotta bring the boss. Two questions for you. One, it does sound like golf can really be a power for good, but what is it about golf that really do you think is special to you and to the people who participate in this?
I think in a way, the golf is just the bringing of everybody together to help the celebration. I mean, that particular day, the feeling all day long is amazing. It's probably like here, since you started this morning, and it's the feeling you get inside from all these incredible things that happen during the course of the day, with people from every walk of life stepping up, wanting to make a difference in their way. The golf kind of brings everybody together, but the real magic happens in the sort of 3.5-hour banquet. It is just electric in there.
Wow, it's pretty special. And Trenton, so are you? I mean, you're, like we said, new to this radio bit here,
yep.
But longtime son and also volunteer.
Yeah.
Talk about your participation in this.
I started volunteering when I was about 10 years old. My first Golf for Kids memory are crashing a golf cart with my grandpa. Let me drive for about 10 seconds. It didn't go well.
That's how that went.
Amazing.
But when I was about 20 and we had taken a 2-year break with the recession, I decided to join the committee when we came back. It was really important to me to give back to the community and follow along on what my dad and Marie had been already doing for so many years. And it's just been a really great experience for myself and our whole family.
It's got to be cool to sort of see that continue on, eh?
It's wonderful. All our families are involved in it one way or another. And we've started with young people getting involved, and the committee just grew. And Dale and I are just the two people that put it on, but there's 140 other people that actually make a difference. So.
Well, thank you, all of you, all of those 140 people out there, if you're listening, much appreciated.
Can you even imagine, or can you explain like how it went from the beginning? Could you have imagined where it is today?
No. I mean, our very first event, our goal was to raise $5,000, which we thought was going to be pretty monumental. We weren't sure we were going to get there. And at that event, we overshot. We raised $14,000. And afterwards, Marie and I were sitting around, and we were worried about how we would ever raise more than $14,000. And you just don't know. There's just a lot of momentum. The Golf for Kids success is based on the people. That is really the key. And a couple of really interesting legacies. At one point, over a third of our volunteers were 19 years of age or younger. And we found that amazing that, there was a whole group of 40 to 50 volunteers that were learning about volunteerism for the first ever time. And then we've watched them, because they were mostly our kids, friends, and family. And we've watched them go on to volunteer for all kinds of different things that are going on in their community.
Well, we know that since 2001, Golf for Kids has raised for just CFAX Santa's Anonymous. Oh, sorry, 2011. I said 2001, didn't I?
Okay.
2011, Golf for Kids has gifted CFAX Santa's Anonymous over $331,000. That's just us, and that's through golf. And how far are we taking that further this time around?
This year, we're excited to bring a check for $40,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. That is $40,000 for golf. The wonderful sport of golf. We are so thankful for this. Wow.
And what a community. And like you said, your construction community. And thank you. Thank you to everybody who takes part. And thank you for choosing Santa's as one of your recipient charities. Because... we will do good with your money. So
no,
thank
no.
you very
On
much.
Behalf of everybody associated with Golf for Kids, it's our pleasure, and we're very proud to help support your organization and the work that you guys do. Very important and really heartwarming, especially this time of year.
Dale Douglas, Golf for Kids. Oh, we've got a new total. I hear that. Oh, hang on. Let me just say Dale Douglas, Golf for Kids. Trenton Douglas, his son, and we've got Murray Stewart. Thank you, and thank the whole organization, all those volunteers, all those golfers out there. That is such a huge contribution you've just made, and
thank you very much.
We're so thankful for it. Okay, Louise, I just got passed a note that we've hit a new total.
Yes, we have, and thank you again to Golf for Kids for their incredible donation. We are now sitting at $640,387.
That is a wonderful total, and there's still time to call 778-561-1070. Make a donation, and we'll use these last few moments to see how much we can raise to help children and families in need in Greater Victoria, no matter what the need. We'll take a break. When we come back, it'll be our final few moments, our final musical performance, and the big total of the night will be unveiled. That's coming up in just a moment.